Orioles and Astros. It's Orbit the Mascot's birthday, and he would love to see an Astros win. Let's take it to the bottom of the second. Marwin Gonzalez at the plate.
Marwin sends one deep to left field. Kim all the way back. He is looking up, and it falls in for a hit against the wall. Two runs will score. RBIs 29 and 30 for Marwin, and it's a 3-2 game.
Almost like he ran away from it.
There's another shot for Kim, and he leaps and he can't make the play. Marwin's gonna score. Astros have tied this game in a hurry. It's 3-3. That ball's hammered to left field. Springer watches, and this ball goes. Home run, Springer. Second in as many games, 11th on the season. Astros have a 5-spot and lead at 5-3.
Destroyed that baseball. Have to reinforce the signage out there.
Up the middle, base hit Altuve. 6-run inning. RBI single, his 24th run batted into the year. Reddick scores, and it's 6-3.
Maybe being heavy on it this game, and again punches him out looking.
Swing and a miss. McCullers gets him for the second straight time. Swing and a miss. McCullers picks up a big strikeout, his 8th of the game. Ground ball toward third, Marwin to second. They get the force out for the final out of the inning. We are through 5.5. Lance McCullers' day is probably done, and he leaves with an 8-3 lead. In the air, right center field, long run Springer still on the move. He'll get there and make the catch to end the game. Astros win it 8-4. They lead the American League West by 10 games heading into Memorial Day.
A.J. Hinch and the Astros able to pull it off against the Orioles on Sunday as they win 8-4. Here's what he had to say.
The explosive inning that we had in the second obviously is the huge difference in the game. But a few things happen. We've already won the series. We've already kind of come back from the start of the homestand being poor. But our guys kind of came out with an explosive inning. So obviously huge to see, and not just to pick up Lance, but just to continue to play pretty exceptional baseball. He had two taxing innings to start the day, and he was up to close to 50 pitches. And then he had three innings in a row where he was in complete control of the inning. You know, even the fourth inning where he had 15 pitches, he just had deep counts and deep at-bats, but no trouble. And then a really easy fifth inning, which allowed him to complete his outing and get to the sixth. We have a deep roster, and we got a lot of guys that can step up and play the game well. And I think that that gets tested throughout the year. This isn't going to be the only time where we face a little adversity, or we get knocked down a little bit, or we have an injury. We're going to need a lot of guys. We're going to need some guys that aren't even here yet, that are going to have to come up and help at some point. It's just we're just at the end of May, so. But it says that we do have a deep team, and we keep competing, we keep playing. You know, I'm trying to keep the guys fresh on the position player side. It says we have a good team. You know, for the first couple months, we've answered every challenge.
That's 7 straight losses for the Orioles, while the Astros have won 6 of their last 7. McCullers Jr. improves to 6-1. He goes 6 innings, allowing 2 earned runs on 5 hits, while striking out 8. Monday, the Orioles are back in Baltimore to face the Yankees. Same day, the Astros are in Minneapolis to face the Twins.